Great day in the afternoon, and welcome Sunday service listeners to Let's Do It Radio Sunday Service, sponsored by none other than doitallinthemall.com, owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Yakima, Washington. Today is Sunday, May 23rd. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Velcro Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide, and where all entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall under the client section, as well as their websites where you can securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listing entertainment wherever you may be. Job 10:15, if I be wicked, woe unto me, but if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion, therefore see thou mine affliction. Psalm 44:15, my confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me. Psalm 71:1, oh, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion. Let me say it again. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I found a clip from T.D. Jakes, Your Mind is a Battlefield, which I will play right quick.
The Bible says it is with the mind that we serve the Lord. It is with the mind that we serve the Lord. The mind is the battleground. It is the place where the greatest conflict is. There are more people in this room having trouble in their mind than there are people having trouble in their finances. The struggle is in your mind. This is why we have people who go to bed tired and wake up tired. Slept 8 hours and you wake up still tired. The reason you wake up tired is that you got sleep but you didn't get rest. Your mind has been in turmoil all night long. You've been wrestling in your sleep. Have you ever woke up and your bed was wet? The bed is all torn, just like you've been in a fight, because your mind has not rested. Your body went to sleep, but your mind is still caught up in a warfare. Your mind is the battleground. Pet somebody and tell them the enemy's after your mind. Out to worry you to death, out to stress you to death, out to break you down, out to make you quit, out to make you think that you can't get up, out to make you give up on your dreams. The warfare is in your mind. It's not in your checkbook. It's not in your savings account. It's not on your job. The fight that you've got to fight is in your mind. And if you whip it in your head, you can whip it in your checkbook. You can whip it on your job. You can whip it out of your children. But you got to try.
Reverend Ronnie Marshall's Crown of Love album. Thank you, Jesus, for a brand new day. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There we go. Crown of Love by Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Crown of Love, done to us by none other than Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And now we'll have a prayer by Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
We thank you for things being as well as they are. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you because you are God. We're your children. It was you that made us and not we ourselves. Now, Lord, if thou would have mercy upon us this evening all over the world, touch the hearts of the people, the minds of the people, open the eyes of the understanding that they may listen, hear, and grow thereby from one faith to another in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we bind all the powers of darkness and we loose all the powers of heaven. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now we'll have a song, Holy Ghost Within Me, then I'll introduce the speaker of the day.
You know, one night we were all at a revival meeting, and there was an
old lady there, never will forget it. She sit there in the corner until everybody got to testify, and she said, I've sit here and listened to all the testimonies that's gone up before God, and they were all beautiful. Yes, she did. But she got up and she hovered her way over to piano. Never will forget it. She sit down. She said, somebody bring me the microphone. And she sit down. She said, now, I'm going to sing to y'all my testimony. Listen to me if you will.
Holy Ghost, he's dying.
Won't let me be ashamed. Tell the world that I've been born again. She said the Holy Ghost died. Oh, within, yeah. And he keeps it separated. Oh, from sin, from sin, from sin. She said the Holy Ghost died. In the valley of despair, the Holy Ghost come in with a scripture and a song and tells me Jesus care. She said, Holy Ghost, die. Now sin within, oh sin, yeah. She said, you keep me separated, separated. She said, sin from sin, from sin. She said, oh.
Yes, the Holy Ghost within. Yes, 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 yes. And our speaker of the day, Reverend Ronnie Marshall, the assistant pastor at Virginia Baptist Church in Wrightsville, Arkansas, for 8 years, is a soft-spoken man who has been a national ambassador for Christ for years. He has been something everywhere, all over the world. I'm just going to say he's been all over the world. He is a singer, songwriter, guitar player, recording artist, and TV producer with a current record entitled, as we said before, The Crown of Love. Songs we are hearing today are from that album. And after we hear another selection, Jesus, I Love You, we will be blessed with the words of Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
Jesus, I love you. I know, man, I love you. Jesus, I love you. You know it's true.
Yes.
I love you. For you died out on Calvary.
Nice.
You're the home of all my life. You're the heat that keeps me warm. You're the strength that keeps me going. I love you. Well, Jesus, love, I love you, Jesus. I know that I need you. I just can't make it by myself. I need you all along.
And the reason I played that prior too, because I know this man, he loves the Lord. He sings for him. He's just so soft spoken. So I'm going to let him bring his word as he will. Reverend Marshall.
God bless you all, and God bless the listeners all over the world, and I hope today that you be changed by the words that you will hear that the Lord impressed upon me to share with you on today. Now, if you have your Bibles, and give it to all of the clergymen that are on the broadcast today, and then to the host, Inez, and to Sharon, God bless y'all for the wonderful work that you are doing, uniting the nations. I say uniting the nations, people together, that we might stand for a better cause than what we've been doing, even in the kingdom and the body of Christ. We
Hallelujah.
For you all. Now, I want to go to Romans, the 7th chapter, and I want to read verse number 7, Romans the 7th chapter. I want to read verse number 7, and then I want to skip down to 21. I want to read verse number 7, and then I want to skip down to 21. And that is Romans, the New Testament, Romans the 7th chapter. We'll begin at the 7th verse, and then we will bypass to the 21st, and I'll pick up their reading. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I have not known sin but by the law. For I have not known lust except the law has said, thou shalt not convert. Okay, then I'll go down to the 21st verse. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. First subject I want to talk about, the mind, is the battlefield of the believers, of the unrighteous, of those that are saved, those that are not saved, those that desire to be saved. the battle goes on in the mind. Now, Apostle Paul wrote this letter around about 57 A.D., and he wrote this letter during a critical time. It was a time of persecution, great persecution for the church, and a lot of people that was opposing Christ's teachings of Christ and the deliverance of his miracle. A lot of people was opposing that who was agnostics with their viewpoints. So Paul wrote this during a time when the church was under much scrutiny, much persecution. They were fighting the church on every hand. And the people that were converted to Christ during this time, some of them had grown weary. So Paul found it necessary to tell them that the struggle that they were facing, trying to hold on to God, worried about losing their lives, worried about walking in the way that God would have them to go, well, then it was becoming something of a chore. And Paul had to straighten the matter out before they became faint-hearted, because they were back there doing the persecution. They would do what they called, the kings would do, the wearing of the dogs. This is mean they would take the vicious Rockwellers there was, and they would lock them up for 30 days and not feed them. Then they would take all of the children of the Christians that believed in Jesus, who would not denounce Jesus for agnosticism, non-belief. They would take all of their children and put them in the arenas, and then they would turn the dogs loose on the Christian children because they wouldn't denounce Jesus. Now, with this happening, it was what you call a great turmoil within the minds of the believers, because they either now got to die or they got to stand up for Christ. So it was a great battle going on within their minds. So the Apostle Paul thought to write to them to let them know, you're not in this by yourself. Because in so many words, Paul was saying, I've been converted. Yes, I did have a conversion on the road to Damascus. I did have a life-changing experience. So with him having a life-changing experience, but still he was under much scrutiny for the job that he held for the government at that day. They was against them, the Christian believers. They just didn't want to stomach that Paul, who was Saul, who persecuted the church, now preaching the gospel. So Paul was dealing with trying to keep this group of people in the kingdom of God at ease so they could still serve God and not give up on him. And then he had his own battles that he was dealing with, dealing with the magistrates, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the scribes, who just did not want to believe that Paul was wholly converted. So Paul had to write to them and let them know. He said, now, the apostle, he said, when I would do good, evil is always present. He said, I want to serve God inwardly, wholeheartedly, within me, my soul, my spirit. I want to serve God. But then there is an Adamic fallen nature from Lucifer that Lucifer want me to live in and forsake the divine nature of God. So he comes to challenge me on a daily basis. He comes to challenge in the morning when you get up. First thing he wants you to do, Lucifer don't want you to pray. He don't want you to read the word of God. He do not want you to fall in the steps where God ordered them, but he wants you to go contrary and walk in the ways of flesh and the nature of man, and then get fallen, a fallen nature. I start to say Adamicism, which means the same thing, but I want to be clear, and I want to use as much simplicity as possible. So for the most part, Satan don't want you to walk by the Spirit of God, but he wants even the believers who've been converted and saved, he wants us to conform to traditions and rituals and all of this kind of thing that keeps us farther away from God, adverse to the divine nature that keeps us close to God. And Paul was telling them he wanted to do this because he don't want y'all to unify in the power of God in the power of Jesus' resurrection, Paul was telling them he's going to continue to trouble you. He's going to continue to until you come of the maturity that God has a spirit, and the spirit of God leads the spirit of God's children. If you want to be able to stand up and declare the gospel with power, demonstration of the spirit and of the power. But Paul had to tell them because they were struggling with this thing. Okay, the children being ate up over here by dogs, the king decreed it. Can't nobody stop it. Then I got to serve God with all my heart, with all my mind. I got to be a witness first, and I'm in a place where the people don't believe in Jesus. But here I am over here in Rome. I got to give a witness because this is what God has called me for. Well, I can't really effectively do it because I'm battling within my mind with my own body. Keeping it under subjection. Praying, fasting. But the tempter don't let up because I pray and fast. He still comes with something else to try to throw me off. And usually, look, Lucifer is a tactician. He was able to trick the angels in eternity with God. This wretched being haven't changed his tricks. He still uses the same tricks to throw people that are high supposed to be up on the mountain as well as people in the valley. He uses the same tricks. He haven't changed his tactics. And what are they? It's to keep us from really being holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, given to God every day of our lives. He wants us to be contrary, that we be powerless, that we fall into hopelessness, that we have despair and disparity. He wants us to live beneath the power and beneath the wealth, beneath the healings of God. Everything God says, the devil comes to try to contradict it. So he keeps the battle going in our mind. Even so much so, Apostle Paul said in the 7th chapter, he said, who can free me from this body of this death? Who can free me from this Adamic nature? And then here comes God a little later and tells Apostle Paul right there, verse 1 in the 8th chapter of Romans, he said, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So now, what ceases the battle in my mind on this battlefield? You know, on the battlefield, it's constantly war. What gives me peace over the war? The spirit of God, the same spirit that Jesus declared. He said, I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you hopeless. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter who will be with you, who's going to lead you, who's going to guide you into all truth. Well, I have to be at sanity and peace in my mind to follow the Spirit, to get acquainted with the Spirit, to understand the working of the Spirit, and how I must conform to the Spirit to change my own life and to change the lives of others. He gave us an out as well as he told us that we could be imprisoned by our man. Now somebody say, Ronnie, what is the man? What do the word the man mean? I'm glad y'all asked the question.
Okay.
The mind in our brain is the mental faculty whereby we think. It is where God's spirit hooks up with our soul, hooks up with our spirit, and calls us to walk as God would have us to walk.
Okay.
In our mind is the place where the thoughts are born. This is where we begin our walk with Christ, and this is where we measure ourselves according to the scripture to see how we are growing in Christ. This is where we comprehend the workings of the mystery of God's will in our mind. Now, it is important that we allow our minds to be the mind of Christ.
Come
because
on now.
This is where we think. This is where our thought pattern begins. And once our thought pattern begin in our mind, there is a place called thought entry. But there's two trains of thinking. There's a train of thinking that goes with the world, the Adamic nature, the fallen nature of mankind. And then there's a train of thinking that comes from God, the creator who created all things. But
yes.
We have to have a submission. We have to have a submission in our minds that we follow the Holy Ghost. We have to submit. We have to have an understanding of who we're submitting to. When we submit, when we get up in the morning, when we hear the Spirit say pray, we pray. That means we're submitting to the Spirit. If we get up in the morning and the Spirit say read, and we read, that means we're submitting to the Spirit. So when we submit to the Spirit, then the Spirit takes over our will because we read the Word of God and find that the Word of God is our life. It's our life. It's the life of the righteous. And as we follow the Spirit, we grow, okay? Now, but it still doesn't stop this demonic spirit, Lucifer. He's still going to come to try to attack us within our minds. And he does that by presenting our practical way of life, but he presents it in a negative way or in a way that's contrary to the divine nature of God. He wants to carry us completely away from God. He wants us to be agnostic. He wants us to believe that all of our hope and all of our stability and availability is in the world. God forbid. God has purposed us to win the battle, but it's predicated on how we trust and believe in him, how well we can hear. How well we can hear the excellent Spirit of God. Now, who is this excellent Spirit of God that keeps our mind on Jesus and keeps us at perfect peace? Well, this is the Spirit that when God was creating all things, the heavens, the earth, when he looked down and saw that it was void and without form, and he spoke and said, "Let there be light." Then the Bible says the Spirit brought forth life. Well, it's that same Spirit that created, that actually did the work of God's mind during creation. It's the same Spirit that Jesus identified with on the seashores in Galilee when he talked to them and told them. He said, now, it was about 500 people bear witness to Jesus said this Spirit, the Comforter, he called him, was going to come. And he's going to lead you. Well, for him to lead us, we need to be at a state of peace in our mind that we might take the advice of his leadership. Well, what do we do? What do we say? Well, then we listen for the Spirit, and the Spirit would speak the word of God. The Spirit would not tell us nothing wrong.
Yeah.
He will only tell us what's right. That's his nature, which is the nature of God. And he will only lead us and guide us into truth, but where we back and backslide is when we don't hear him and we go off of our own logic, or either the logic of the world. Well, if he can get us to excel ourselves in the world, he knows that all that's in the world is the pride of life, the lust of the flesh. And the lust of the eyes. So if he can get lusting after the things of the world and getting us to set our treasures up here on the earth and getting us to be egotistical and self-centered where we don't care about nothing but us and our accomplishment and what we can count, and we only have it for our four and no more and not the kingdom of God. Well, then if he can get us running after filthy lucre, but then he knows he's got us going backwards.
Yes.
The battle is in the mind, but where we overcome the battle is in Christ Jesus. For Jesus said, I have overcome the world. He said, let's get it together. He said, while you are here, while you're in this battle, he said, you're going to have tribulations. He said, but don't be faint-hearted, because I have overcome the world. So since Jesus have overcome and his power in his resurrection, he's already made provision for us, the believers, the followers of him. He's already made provisions with power, with the anointing, with our words being confirmed by God. But we can't get caught up in fear. We can't get caught up in fear. We can't get caught up with disbelief. We can't get caught up murmuring and complaining and living in hopelessness, because that's not the will of God for us. For us to win this battle and then to be able to help others come in and win the battles in their minds, then we got to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. We got to keep our minds stayed on the prize. We can't live in the past. We can't live in history.
Mm-hmm.
We can't live in our history. But we got to walk in the newness of the creature. Remember, Jesus told us in the book of Galatians, he said, he that cometh into me shall be a new creature, and all old things are passed away. I don't need to fight about what I've overcame already.
Okay.
I don't need to fight the devil every 24 hours a day, because Jesus has already defeated him. I got to continually spiritually educate myself to hear this perfect spirit that's going to lead me and going to help me accomplish the will of God here on earth and for my life. So wherever you are in the world today, don't allow the devil to make you think you are valueless. Are you of no value? Are your opportunities not coming? Don't let the devil make you feel unworthy, because it's his job to make you feel unworthy.
Come on.
Amen.
We Amen.
In Christ Jesus. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. So we're no longer fighting the battle of our mind, but we're walking now in the spirit where there is no condemnation. Now listen, it's imperative that we know the things and the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And God tells us, he says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. He said, before I formed you in the belly of your mom, I knew you. So our battle has been won, because since he predestinated us, he knew us beforehand. But then guess what? He's already prepared for us to be victorious, to be soul winners. He prepared us to do what Jesus commanded us to do. Go ye therefore, teaching them to observe all things, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son. He has prepared us for the mission here on earth. So with the mission here on the earth, some people say, well, God, take too long. Yeah, I got to suffer too long. That's why so many people run out to the world, because if they run out to the world, they can take a chance. You know, they can take all their money to the casino, not use wisdom, and keep the money and save the money, but they can go take a chance with the money. Well, God didn't call us to chance. He called us to change, not chance. Change. A lot of people say, well, Job said, at all of my point of time, I'm waiting until my chance comes. No, he did not say chance. He said change. Change coming by the Spirit taking us from one level of faith to another. Change coming by when we look at our lives, our practical daily lives, and see our lives being carried out of us as the Scripture says. Now, I got to come unto an understanding of the Spirit that created all things. I got to come unto an understanding. Now, what do the word understand mean? The word under means to submit. The word under means to submit. And the word stand means to know your point of view or your direction.
Okay.
Now, I must submit. I must, under means to submit. So I submit to the Holy Ghost. Like when I get up in the morning, he tells me to pray and I pray, I'm following him. So I'm submitting to what he tells me to do.
When I submit,
he gives me direction. So that gives me my point of view. If I wake up in the morning and the Lord say, well, you're going to go this way today. There's something that I want you to see. If I go that way, then the Lord not only allows me to see what he wanted me to see, but I also avoid something that I didn't continue my own route. Y'all get that? So if I submit to the Holy Ghost, then I yield to him. And then he gives me my viewpoint for the way that I should go that would please God. It's so beautiful when you can please God in your mind, in your spirit, in the mornings, when you're doing what God say through the day. You're following the will of God. Your life, your breathing, your blood, your everything flows just like it's supposed to because you are in accord with the Creator.
Okay.
You remember he told us? Remember he told us? The battle is not yours, but it is yours.
Come on.
But I give you strength to overcome the battle through Christ. I give you power to overcome through Christ Jesus, as God raised him from the dead and gave him all power over heaven and earth.
Yeah.
Now I got to be busy for Christ, following the Spirit, that I don't become bored in my own soul. That I don't become bored in my own soul. I got to be about following the Spirit of God because he's going to keep me busy. Just like the Spirit of God when it taken Christ up on the right-hand side of God. He did not take Jesus up there for Jesus to kick back on the throne and say, that's it. No, Jesus is now still working after the resurrection, after he made it to the throne of God. He's still working on our behalf. And he calls for us and subduing the enemies of God under him. And he calls for us while he's subduing the enemies. He wants us to help him by being a witness of the resurrection, being a witness of his power, being a witness that God can change your life, being a witness knowing that God can give you strength to know what's ahead. God can give you the power to get wealth. God can give you the power to have wealth and still live holy. God wants us to follow the Spirit that we might become victorious in him and a perfect man in the Spirit of God.
Come on.
Our minds is the battlefield, but we've won the battle already. All we have to do is follow the Spirit of God. And then when we follow the Spirit of God, then the mission will be accomplished, and we don't have to worry about what we'll wake up to when this life is over, because we'll wake up to the new world.
Right,
now,
right.
God has chosen us, and he's given us all things. He said, I've given you all things.
He
said, don't you exalt nobody above what they should be exalted. He said, don't be deceived by no man. He said, because I have. God said, I have given you all things. And the reason why he gave us all things, because he wants that fellowship back that he had when he first made Adam and Eve in the garden. God wants the fellowship with us. That's why he don't want us to be torn in our mind. That's why he don't want us to be battling in our minds with Lucifer, because he's already defeated him, but he wants our minds to be Christ's mind. And if our minds be Christ's mind, then we'll walk in his image. You see what I'm saying? God enjoys looking down, seeing us trying to live like Christ, because he didn't see us trying to live like him.
Yeah.
God enjoys when he looks down and see us, who he created, trying to live like Jesus, the best we can. He enjoyed that. It takes him back to when Adam and Eve was first created in the garden, how their minds was free of any battle of any kind, how that he was so pleased with them. The Bible says he'd come down in the cool of the day and talk with them. So he wants to come. He wants that fellowship all over again. God wants a perfect fellowship. That's why he allowed Jesus to come down here and be the propitiation, the redemption of us, that he might have the fellowship of his creation. Remember Revelation 4 and 11? Say, God has created all things, and for his pleasure we are and were created. We were put here to make God happy. We was not put here to battle with ourselves. We were not here put here to battle with Lucifer. But we were put here that God may finish creation through us, that he might, his spirit that created all things might indwell this body, and the people that have deficiencies and ailments, that we might be able to heal them and finish his creation. Now,
right. They
asked the question, they said, who sinned that this blind man was blind so long? And Jesus told the disciples, he said, neither his mother nor his father. This here was done that the glory of God might be fulfilled. Some things that are happening with us that are not as they're supposed to be, we're supposed to be the ones to straighten it out, because we were made in God's image. So he wants creativity to continue through us. But it can only happen.
Yeah.
If we're not battling within our mind, but we've overcome the battle, and we're walking after the Spirit of God, and if we walk after him, remember now, everything that God commanded, the Spirit brought it forth. So everything we need, we're walking in the image of God with Jesus, man, that everything we need, the Spirit of God is going to bring it to us. We don't have to fall out and worry and all this kind of thing. For Jesus said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. He gave us so much comfort for us to be at peace in our minds. Jesus gave us so much comfort for us to be at peace within our minds. Even in the process of being ill, some people are terminally ill. They love God.
Come on.
They've been a follower of God, and they ask the Lord, why have this illness befallen me? Well, God is wanting them to know today that your illness is just temporal. I want you to get totally into me, and when you get totally into me, I'm going to heal you of your illness. When there is no double-minded in the body of Christ, then miracles will take place. People will be healed. People will be restored. Folk that have lost courage will have courage again. But the righteous got to stop fighting with Lucifer, because he's defeated already, and we got to walk in the Spirit of God. So the battlefield now have become a pulpit for the lost souls. The battlefield of our minds. Our minds now has become Christ's mind. So our body does what the mind tell it to do. You see, the body, it's an instrument of expression, and it'll only do what it's told to do. So now God, Jesus' mind is our mind. We're now being instructed by the Spirit of God. So now our way becomes victorious. We have a visionary eye, and the eyes of everything we're looking through are the eyes of Jesus. And the Bible says, to the pure, all things are pure. To the defiled, all things are defiled. So if we keep our mind in the Holy Ghost, we don't see the defilement of people. We don't see people error. But what we see is a soul that has to be transformed. When people are, we look at people who need a witness. When we're at peace, and when our minds is Christ's mind, and we're not fighting over our shortcomings, but then we can give a witness. We can call somebody to come saying, what must I do to be saved? And then take up their cross, walk for Jesus, live for Jesus, and then get others to live for Jesus. This is our mission. Remember, Jesus said, I called y'all to be witnesses. Be witnesses. I want y'all to witness. I want y'all to witness, and then I want y'all to know that I'm going to confirm your words. When you follow the Spirit, God confirms your words. People's lives are changed. Conditions in people's lives are changed when we're following the Spirit. Why? Because he said there is no condemnation. And look at what we're working with. We're working with all power. If the mind of Christ is our mind, we're working with all power, not a little power, but all power. And with all power,
all power
can All power can change a lot of things when you really look at that. All power. That means that means wherever the body of Christ is lacking, since we have all power and we have come of age to know that we must unify with the Spirit of God in order to be considered as children of God, then guess what? Things changes all around us.
Yes.
People change because of our lives. People get strength because of our lives. But we got to know the battle has been won already. And all we have to do is follow the Spirit. And the Spirit will give us discernment. The Spirit will give us the vision. The Spirit will give us the provision for the vision. And the Spirit will cause it to happen the moment that you think like He wants you to think. Everything can. Listen. We can have the high expectations of our lives. We can have the highest expectations of our lives. Why? Because God has given us all things. So be at peace within your mind. Be at peace with even your enemies. Be at peace with everybody. Why? Because Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you." So everything that Jesus gives us, we won't let Satan take nothing from us, because we're not going to give him space. We're not going to give him place in our minds, in our territory, in our domain. Why? Because we want the Spirit of the Lord to have free course in whatever we do.
Yes.
We want the words of the Lord to confirm whatever we say. And if we speak according to the Spirit, then everything that you speak will come to pass. The Bible says, so thinketh a man, so is he. So if you think all things is mine, all things is the believers, well, then guess what's going to happen? The wonders of the word, the wisdom of the Spirit, wisdom of the blood, certainly going to bring it to pass, whatever God have us to do. That's the word for the day, you all.
Yes. Thank you, Reverend Ronnie. Amen. We got a group of people with us today.
Hallelujah.
We have a group of people with us today. We have Sister Lil. I think we have Brother Eric. We have Sister Carolyn. We have Carolyn Williamson. Who else we have with us? I don't know who the last four of 5349 is.
Brother Floyd.
Who
Brother
is it?
Floyd. Floyd Martin.
Brother Floyd, how you doing, sir?
That's my brother, Brother Floyd.
Hi, Brother Floyd, brother.
that's my biological brother. You know, he's a French teacher, and that's my biological brother, Floyd.
All right, thank you so much for joining us in today's worship. We're going to have prayer by Reverend Carolyn Williamson, then we're going to have another song, and then we'll have invitation to Christian discipleship. Reverend Carolyn.
Praise the Lord. I'm back. I thought I was off mute, and then I hit it, and I was back on mute. But bless the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you for your word today. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we have received something to help us to along this Christian journey as we have this battlefield of the mind, knowing, oh God, that your word is true, hallelujah, and we can take it to heart, we can apply it to our lives. Your word says for us to take your word and hide it in our hearts, oh God, that we not sin against you, oh God. Father God, we just give you glory today. We ask that you continue to open up our ears, open up our hearts, oh God, as we receive, hallelujah, that we will walk in what we receive, God, hallelujah, because we know that we have the victory that's already been won. Glory to God. For greater is you, oh God, that is in us than he that's in the world. The devil has no power, has no authority, but you've given us power and authority by way of the Holy Ghost. And so, Father, we thank you for the speaker. We thank you for the songs, oh God. We thank you for the scripture that was been read or that has been read, Father. We thank you for the listeners. Hallelujah. Oh God, you be glorified in everything from this time forward continuously in every song that will come forth. Father, we love you. We just give you glory. And we thank you in all things. In Jesus' name, Ask and pray. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
I'm going to play a song. And then, Sister Reverend Lil, do you mind doing an invitation to discipleship after I play a song?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. As I said, be always ready.
Amen.
Man.
I feel like going on. Jesus, I feel like going on. Like I'm going on. I going on for you, Jesus. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Jesus, I feel like going on to see what the end's gonna be. When all the night friends say what's so few, and my back was up against the wall, I didn't know what to do. Jesus, you gave me, yes you did, and pulled me through. I feel like going on. Going on to see what the end's gonna be. Going on to see what the end's gonna be. I feel like going on. To the storm and rain, Jesus, you hold my hand. When I'm falling, you rise me up to stand. And I feel like going on. Jesus, I feel like going on. Like we're going on. Going on to see what the end's gonna be for me. I feel like going on for you, Jesus. When my life was in a world of sin, you met me, Jesus, you did, and you brought me. You first saw my sins away. You changed my darkness, yes you did, to light a day. Jesus, I feel like going on. Going on to see what the end's gonna be. Yeah,
I
feel like going on.
And before we have Reverend Mill come in, if there's anybody out there in the worldwide listening audience, if you want to call in at 845-241-9985 and want to be prayed for, please do as we go into Invitation to Christian Discipleship. And again, that number is 845-241-9985 if you want to give your life to Christ, if you want prayer, if you want us to pray for somebody. That would be wonderful. We have Sister Lil and Reverend Lil and Reverend Carolyn and Reverend Broadway, who are deep prayers. So if you need prayer, they are some of our prayer warriors. So don't hesitate if you need to have prayer. And the number again is 845-241-9985. So go ahead, Reverend Lil, for the invitation for Christian discipleship.
Jesus said, behold, I stand at the
yes.
door and knock. If any man hear my
yes.
voice and open the door,
mm-hmm.
I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. And if you want to receive Jesus today, just repeat after me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you
yes.
in the name of Jesus. I'm so sorry for my sins and for the life I have lived. I ask you for forgiveness and to cleanse me with your blood from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
God, raise, if we confess the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead,
yes.
we shall be saved. So right now, Lord, I ask that I confess Jesus Christ as the Lord of my soul. With my heart, I believe that God has raised him from the dead.
Yes, yes.
Every moment I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. And according to his word, right now I am saved. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me eternal life. Now, Lord, I ask
yes.
that you will baptize me in your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I'm going to unmute the lines, and if anybody would like to have prayer.
You have repeated this prayer. Please call
yes.
in to the radio station and let us know. And there is a packet that we will send you. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Amen, amen. Anybody on the line with us right now? The lines are unmuted. Would you like to have prayer? I think Sharon wanted. Did you want prayer, Sharon?
Yes, please.
Okay. Anybody else? Brother Floyd, would you like prayer?
Yes.
Okay. Sister Lil, do you mind extending
Amen.
Your invitation to pray for and pray for me too? Pray for everybody on the line as well as our worldwide listening audience, please. We just, you know, continue you in prayer.
Precious Lord, we thank you as always, dear Lord God, for
yes,
another
yes.
for everyone that assembled themselves on this line to worship you. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. We ask you, dear Lord God, that you will forgive us, each one of us, of all of our sins and cleanse us, oh Lord God, from all unrighteousness. We ask you, oh Heavenly
yes,
Father,
yes.
to end to your throne room. We give you all the praise and all the glory. For you, oh merciful Father, are just that. You
yes,
are so
yes.
merciful. You are so merciful for your people. You
yes,
demonstrate
yes.
love to us day after day. And we thank you for that, dear Lord. We thank you for your unlimited grace. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And, Father God, we ask that you will continue to be with us. We ask that you will give us even more of your spirit. And, Lord God, as we proceed on, we thank you for Jesus, our Savior. We will never, ever thank you enough for him, dear Lord God. So we
yes.
just ask God you will continue to bless us. Continue to draw us with your spirit. Help us to have that ultimate relationship with you in Jesus.
Thank you.
We ask, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask for the people that's on the line today, Lord God, that has stepped aside of doing whatever they normally do just to hear your word.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for that, dear Lord God. And we ask that you will bless each and every one of them today with an unexpected blessing including those that they have asked you for. We ask, Lord God, that you will just pour out your blessings, oh Lord, on everyone. If there is sickness that is on the line, we ask that you will heal.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, from the crown of the heads to the soles of the feet, that you will heal spiritually and that you will heal physically. Lord God, if there's any sickness in the finances of the economic or the social, we ask that you will heal, Lord, in Jesus' name. But we realize that all of these needs was taken care of at Calvary. Oh, Lord God, we ask you, oh, Father God, that you will continue to order our steps and direct our paths where you go. Help us to not lean to our own understanding, Lord. Help us, oh, God. The speaker today has made it clear. We need to be following you, and if we follow you in the Spirit, there's no problems. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, that you, in your great wisdom, will give us those things that we need spiritually first and physically second, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, if anybody is out there, oh, Lord, that didn't receive you as their Savior but need to, we ask that your Spirit will draw them today, that you will convict them, Lord God, and that you will convince them to come on to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask that you will bless our hands, Mr. Floyd and Sharon. We ask that you bless everyone on this line, Lord God. I can't call them now, but you know who they are. And I ask that you will give that they stand in need of. Help us all to grow in grace and into the full knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Today, we thank you again for your mercy. We thank you for your Son who was saved. We thank you for Calvary, Lord God. Bit of suffering that Jesus did on the cross. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every drop of blood that he lost on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you that no one took his life, but he gave it on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that through by your Holy Spirit, you raised him up from the dead, and that, oh, Lord, he is now at your right hand. Oh, as the preacher said, he's yet working, making intercession on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give you all the praise and all the glory. You're worthy, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for that fervent prayer. Reverend Lil, thank you for the prayer for the worldwide listeners. We will have, would anybody like to say anything before we close out today? The lines are open if anybody would like to say anything.
Just enjoy.
Very touching.
Thank you.
Very emotional.
Yes.
Very true.
The mind's a battlefield. If you didn't
hear this, I don't know what was wrong with you. Y'all got me in tears. Okay. Y'all got me in tears. Thank you, Sister Lil. Love you, Mom.
Much love to everybody. And if there's nobody else who has anything that we'd like to say, we will have benediction by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, our speaker of today.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for these, thy people, and thank you for the listeners.
Yes.
Thank you for those that are saved, and thank you for those that are not saved so that they can get saved. We thank you for them, Lord. And thank you for those that have been touched today and those that are willing now to submit themselves under your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for Christ, who gave us the right to deliver the word as witnesses all Judea and the othermost parts of the earth. We thank you. Now keep us in the hollow of your hands that we don't cause you no shame. Keep us humble in the name of Jesus. Mm. And thou would do these things for us. We'll be careful and give thy name the praise. Nine several more, and the people said amen.
God bless.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Ooh, thank you so much. God is a good God. Mighty good God. Thank you. This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Baku Design, broadcasting to you worldwide. And you have been listening to Sunday Service, where you can find this program and all past episodes on demand on Let's Do It Radio banner found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Special thank you to our guest speaker, Reverend Ronnie Marshall, Associate Pastor out of Virginia Baptist Church, Wrightsville, Arkansas, for being with us today and for sharing his words, the mind's the battlefield, taken from Romans 7 chapter, and for listening to it in on today's service, as well as all of our Let's Do It Radio Service Sunday listening audience worldwide. Do It All in the Mall is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier and has been in business for over 13 years. And it is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and get and find great listening entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. You can take it with you. We're at the fingertips, so you don't have to get anything special. You can go mobile. You can go on your laptop. You can go on your computer. You can go on your tablet. Anywhere you can shop. The religious section has all your religious items, such as Bibles in all religious and languages, religious charms, T-shirts, gift shops with anointing oils, and memorial shops with more shops coming. We would love to put your religious products in the mall. From the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, you can contact us and send that in with the contact us information. And as you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up as a commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into the communities where your money matters. Yes, your money matters to us all. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference nationwide. So make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. Tour the website while you're listening to the service. You're not hurting anything. You're not bothering anybody. The more you shop, the more we receive funds from our affiliates. Donations are also welcome by clicking the donation button on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall as well. And so you can Skype, tune in, listen, talk with us at 845-241-9985 Tuesdays through Fridays with the following shows and the following show times. Tuesdays, we have retired teacher Janet Schwartz, Keeping History Live, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, alternating with Think Well on Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday evenings, we have our Bible study, which we will have this week with Reverend Carolyn McCullough and Rodney McCullough, teaching from the Bible, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday evenings, we have Stephanie Lott Whitfield with Why Does Love Hurt? And it was so good this past week, we're going to have to do part two. And that was, If Loving Me Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. So please join us, not this week, but next week at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. This week we had Hanging Out with Sergeant Parks and Keeping It Real as we saluted our vets on the Nation of Soulful Warriors. And his show times are 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And Friday evenings, we have alternating with us, as we did this past Friday. We had Vitiligo Friday with Perry Whiteley, Vitiligo Man of Action, Live In with Vitiligo. And that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. Late night this week with Lee Alston, Soul Soul Music, who is internationally known and talented musician. He plays soul, jazz, spiritual, and spoken word. And since it's late night, it is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And as you did today, you got to listen in to our guest speakers. First Sundays is Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sundays, Dr. Ralph Still. Third Sundays, Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sundays, we have, as you heard today, Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And this coming up fifth Sunday, we have Reverend Heather Lynn Andrews. And their times is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. So please share this information with your church members, with your social media, and whoever you speak to throughout the day. Go ahead, spread the word. It's not going to hurt. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. Why don't we make this our Black Wall Street, where we can help each other and we can give little Johnny some shoes or a backpack or a laptop, but we can't do that without you. And so thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio through Do It All in the Mall. And we pray you receive something uplifting from today's service, as it was The Mind's a Battlefield, spoken by Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And we want you to stay blessed and be blessed. And we're going to continue on with this service today. Jesus is coming back, as I'm going to play the songs from Reverend Ronnie Marshall's album, along with some other songs. So please stay with us. We want you to be blessed. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. Jesus is coming back.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen again. Yes, he is definitely coming back.
He loves great love, but I'm the summer. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He loves don't do what the said, the Lord. The proposition, yeah, he gave you a word. He's coming, he's coming.
Well, he's coming back to judge, judge his whole world. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, my Lord.
Yeah, no, no, no,
come on. He's gonna cause all nations to gather. He's gonna separate them like a shepherd lies the sheep from the goats. All the sheep, yeah, they'll be on the right. All the goats, they gonna be on the left. Gonna say to the sheep, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom, revenue from the foundation of the world. I was hungry, all you gave me meat, and I was thirsty, all you gave me drink. I was lost, Lord, you took me in. I was naked, yes, you clothed me. I was sick of my desires, yes, you satisfied for me. I was the prisoner that you should know what to do me. Jesus called me by, Jesus called me by.
Yes. And since Jesus is coming back, we want to live with Jesus. We just don't want to go back with him. We want to live with Jesus. Another one off of Ronnie Marshall's Crown of Love album.
Like going on, Jesus, I feel like going on, like a going on, going on, going on for you, Jesus. I feel like going on, I feel like going on, Jesus, I feel going on to see what the end's gonna be. When all of my friends, they were so few, and my back was up against the wall, I didn't know what to do. Jesus, you gave me, yes you did, and pulled me through. I feel like going on, going on to see what the end's gonna be. Going on to see what the end's gonna be. I feel like going on now. So the storm and rain, Jesus, you hold my hand. When I was falling, Jesus, I stood up to stand. And I feel like going. Jesus, I feel like going on, like we're going on, going on to see what the end's gonna be for me. I feel like going on for you, Jesus. When my life was in a world of sin, you met me, Jesus, you did, and you brought me. You burst all my sins away. You changed my darkness, yes you did, to light of day. Jesus, I feel like going on to see what the end's gonna be. I feel like going on, going on, going on.
And Jesus is all right. Yes, he is. All right with me. The storm.
Yes,
you can't laugh. Hold on. I said I won't be defeated. You've got to go. You've got to go. Oh, 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 so when my got me, you have to see.
Tell the storm to just go away. That's not part of my life. Just go away. But you know what? There's a leak in this old building.
There's a leak in this old building, and my soul
has got to
move.
Move.
There's a leak in this old building, y'all.
got to move, it's got to move, but you know one thing? It's always been anchored in the Lord.
Hi, this is Douglas Miller, and I'd like to introduce to you my friend, Half Mile Home, and I've asked them to sing my favorite song with me, My Soul is Anchored in the Lord. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, still that a hope that lies within is real sure. As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know He'll lead me safely to that blessed place He has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Oh,
though the storms keep on sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still that hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon that distant shore, I know He'll lead me safe. That blessed place He has prepared. Yeah, but if the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on
Every time. And I just can't stop praising his name. Just can't. I just can't. I'm just so happy. I just can't. Can't stop. Some things you can do, some things you can't. You just can't stop praising his name. Hallelujah.
Don't stop. Keep praising his name.
Amen.
Thank you.
I am going to do a shout out for Miss Inez.
Oh,
bring it. I have enjoyed your show today, and I will enjoy many of your shows coming. But you are amazing, and thank you for bringing the Lord to my heart today.
Masses. Sometimes this may be the only thing that you
he can heal. All things work according to his perfect will.
No matter what
you're going through. God is using you, for the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. There's no sadness Jesus can't feel, and
Jesus, I love you.
Jesus, I love you. And I love you, Jesus, I love you. Love. You know it's true. Well, Jesus, I love you. For you died out on Calvary. You're the summer of all my life. You're the heat that keeps me warm. You're the strength that keeps me going on. I love you. Well, Jesus, love, 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 I love you, Jesus. I know that I need you. I just can't make it by myself. I need you all along.
Thank you, worldwide listeners, for tuning in to Fourth Sunday Service. Thank you, as we will be back with you on Tuesday evening with Miss Janet. And we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, as you always do. And may you be blessed by today. And please, most of all, stay safe. Amen.